Last Monday, when my friend Paula Lozano and I went to the Sac Zim Bog, we heard a Connecticut warbler singing far off from McDavitt Road. Had this been almost any other species, we couldn't have heard it from that distance, but Connecticut warblers have a wonderfully loud song. We felt lucky. We'd spent early morning at a different spot, and by mid-morning, when we arrived here, most birds had stopped singing. An hour or so later, we encountered two birders from Massachusetts who'd been desperately searching for a Connecticut warbler all day. They spent a lot of time on McDavitt Road in early morning and had heard the singing too, but they wanted to see a Connecticut warbler and seemed annoyed that there wasn't easy public access directly to them. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology's All About Birds species account begins, quote, "The Connecticut warbler is an infamously hard-to-find bird that forages on the ground in remote muskeg, spruce bogs, and poplar forests. Although males sing from trees, the species forages by walking slowly through underbrush where it is difficult to see," end quote. I looked into my lifer in Wisconsin in May 1978 when I was doing a big day and found another migrant at my favorite Madison birding spot, Picnic Point, the next year. After moving to Peabody Street in 1981, I started seeing them more regularly, often in my own backyard during spring and fall migration. But I've never seen any Connecticut warbler without feeling like Providence was shining on me. Starting in the 90s, my sightings of migrants grew fewer and farther between. I haven't seen one on Peabody Street in years. Year after year, Connecticut warbler numbers get smaller and smaller, a trend that does not seem to be leveling off. Northern Minnesota is at the southern edge of the species breeding range, and damage to black spruce bogs and tamarack swamps from warming is already manifesting depressingly at the Sac Zim Bog. The population is declining steeply in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. National Audubon classified the Connecticut warbler as climate threatened after their models predicted that none of the species' current breeding range would be climate suitable by the year 2080. There are still about 500,000 Connecticut warblers in Minnesota, but they nest only in black spruce bogs and tamarack swamps, and the densest U.S. population lives in the Agassiz lowlands of north-central Minnesota, an extremely remote area with no major highways and very few roads at all, and mostly out of cell phone reach. Small wonder that most birders who want to see them on territory search in the bog. No matter what, seeing or even hearing a Connecticut warbler in the Sac Zim Bog or anywhere else is a matter of the three P's: patience, perseverance, and providence. But it's sadly ironic that what is providential for a birder often means misfortune for the birds. Perhaps the luckiest person in the universe with regard to Connecticut warblers was ornithologist David Wingate, who found 75 of them in one New England spot in September 1987 when the poor birds were grounded by the strong winds from Hurricane Emily. Life is hard for a bird that nests only in northern bogs and swamps, winters only in forests in Bolivia and southwestern Brazil, and must travel thousands of miles between them every fall and spring. When Connecticut warblers arrive on their breeding grounds, they focus on finding the safest places to raise babies, not the easiest spots for birders to see them. Those of us who love this bird take what we can get and call ourselves lucky on the rare occasions when we see or hear them at all. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.